This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we already know that the left regards the United States Constitution as a noxious constraint on their dream of using the might of the state to compel obedience to their dogmas, however they might come about or evolve. The First and Second Amendments bother them a lot. But when you have a Supreme Court that is dominated by the left, who make up rights they like from the previously unknown penumbra of the living Constitution, that pesky document matters a lot less. But this news that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been treated for recurrence of pancreatic cancer, second time in 8 months, has the left in a tizzy. Should President Trump be able to name a replacement for her, and the GOP majority Senate confirm that nominee, the court would have a six vote majority for originalism, actually following what the Constitution says, not what the left imagines that it should have said. Now, this prospect has led David Axelrod to warn that progressives will tear the country apart if the Constitution is followed, should Ginsburg succumb before Trump leaves office. Of course, he uses the passive voice to avoid the truth that the left will be the ones doing the tearing apart. Now, you know, here's the problem. I admire Justice Ginsburg, her tenacity. I admire her strength against the ailments that bedevil her. I admire that she got that. I envy that she was a close chum of her ideological nemesis, the late Justice Scalia. But I do not admire her jurisprudence, and nor her activism for the ACLU that preceded her appointment to the court. I don't admire that at all. Now, the idea that the left will tear the country apart, how exactly would that happen? Where is the left going? Now, the left, are they going to tear apart California? And who are they going to hurt when they tear apart California? I mean, California is, it's... They've got a homeless population that is second to none. They're the pestilence capital of the United States. Very few, there's some nice places in California. I know a few people live in California. But it's not the California, say, from L.A. Confidential, when it was a up-and-coming big city that had not quite made it yet, and every new highway was a connection for actual progress. And that's not where they are now. They're going to tear apart New York? Are they just going to tear apart these cities where they actually, these population centers? I feel bad for the regular people that live in population centers. See, most people couldn't care less about politics. They couldn't care less about my Second Amendment right. They couldn't care less about your First Amendment right. They couldn't care less about who's running for president, who's in the Senate. You know, they vote occasionally. Probably they probably only vote every time it's a presidential election. So that means the other half of the elections that come up, the off elections, the midterms, they don't participate. And they don't want to participate. Now, would they be the victims of the left and the gnashing of the teeth and the tearing of the apart? Would they be the victims of that? Because how's that going to play? Right now, we've already seen how it plays in the Northeast. There was a bunch of Northeastern Democratic voters who voted for Trump because they were tired of their wallets being impacted by certain things. And if you look at the left cultivated the Black American vote. And then they cultivated the union vote. And, you know, that ran its course. Things began to rear their ugly heads. Well, how is it that with all of this stuff that you're telling me to support, I support it and my life gets no better? Nothing changes. Nothing ever changes. So now they've started importing them. They want to have open borders, which impacts both the jobs of the union employees or the unionized employers, which have been, a lot of these states have been forced into being unionized. But, you know, illegal aliens, that impacts the prices people can, you know, the hourly wage, while they're moving to $15 an hour. $15 an hour has driven a bunch of restaurants out of business. All of these policies they have collide because they can't coexist. You can't get revenue from something that's not producing enough revenue to stay open if it's paying these people $15 an hour. So they had four waiters that now they have to pay them $15 an hour and they're not getting tips. It impacts their tax filing. It just messes things up. People that want to be servers are generally pretty good servers. They're actually very good. I mean, they take service to an art. And they get rewarded for it. I don't know how long term it can actually be. I know people that have done this for years. People that want to be in sales, same thing. They're not getting paid hourly. But they have migrated to this kind of work because they like the pay they get. And they get good at. So, questioning whether a president can do something that's within his authority, that's what the left is asking right now. They're saying, well, should we let him? You got no choice. And when you start to go tear the country apart, do you think the country's just going to sit back and let that, just watch it be torn, watch itself be torn apart? Do you think that you've got enough Antifa muscle to actually pull that together? I'm not going to go into details here, but Antifa could come around the corner and be facing a squad of people. They might be 100 strong, and a squad of people would decimate them. Would destroy them. And then what? What's the press going to do then? When the press sees that a few people got out there and defended their homes and their territories and their areas and their neighborhoods against these people that are coming in, setting fires and flipping cars and doing all these things and beating people, is there an acceptable level of that kind of thing that we should just allow? Because I say no. And when they get decimated, what will the press say then? Well, when they came in there and decided to burn down the neighborhood, a few veterans got out there and cleaned their clocks, and there ought to be a law. They should be allowed to defend them. You know, what are they going to say? If you guys step up, don't expect to be standing out there by yourselves. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
samurai and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, Target is a very sensitive outlet, aren't they? If I have to shop at a store of that type, I prefer Target to Walmart. I have not been in a Walmart for, probably 6 years. Primarily because of the way Walmart treats everybody. I was a vendor, and I was on a route. And Walmart used to accuse us all of theft all the time. We had to prove we had not stolen anything from them. While we'd be giving them credit for the stuff that their employees themselves had consumed overnight, that basically they stole from us, and we had to give them credit for that. And then there's the part that's out front. If you buy something and you don't want them to look at your receipt, you know. I mean, they're not the only ones that do that. I'm a member of Costco, which Costco's anti-gun and all this other stuff. The only problem is that Costco's anti-gunness is something they hide. They don't want the public to know they're anti-gun. So they don't put up signs showing that they are anti-gun. And then if they notice you have a gun, they will come and sort of put a little phalanx around you and walk you out until you get rid of your gun. Then you can come back in. But I digress. And they check the receipt when you're going out the door, too. So, but these retailers, they all seem to be quite sensitive nowadays to political controversy. Target was stocking a game by Hasbro called Monopoly Socialism. And apparently Monopoly Socialism, which I didn't even know existed. I wish I'd known. I would have bought a copy. And what it was a game of Monopoly that takes players all through the disgusting inevitability of somebody navigating a socialist landscape, from shortages to taxes to tragedies of the commons. So, and nobody knows why, but recently Target pulled Monopoly Socialism. And then Hasbro pulled Monopoly Socialism, making it impossible to get the game from any official supplier now. Now, it's possible that Target pulled the item because Hasbro stopped making it. But I would say the pull pressure came from the Target side. Plenty of leftists call the shots at Target. Plenty of its buyers are urban millennials. And this Monopoly Socialism game was not flattering to the socialist idea so many of them hold so dear. One of them got on Twitter and did a raging Twitter thread about it after getting his own copy, and like a nomenclatura member, has now effectively ensured that you can't get yours. Because you see, the elites know best. So now nobody can get it. Nothing like a little coercion from a socialist. And quite a shame, given that millennials have no reliable sources of information about the actual nature of socialism. If they want to go check it out, they should go check out Venezuela. Now, that doesn't mean that it was a particularly good business decision for Target this time around. Apparently, a lot of people still want it. The game resonated because it actually rang true and drove the point home. How do we know this? Well, the secondary market, that capitalist barometer of consumer demand, you know, Monopoly Socialism is now commanding high prices on eBay and Amazon in the neighborhood of $100 to $200 a pop. The original Hasbro Monopoly sells at Target for $13.49, and the retail list price is $19.99. So You can assume that the monopoly socialism was also sold in that approximate price range. Now, you know, looking at eBay, well, let's see. There's a bid of $164, $169.99 buy it now, $185.99 buy it now, $189 buy it now, $195 buy it now. What's this from? Oh, that's still eBay. Bids with, 9 hours, $91, 18 bids. $77.51, 26 bids. $199.95, buy it now. This is compelling because there's a bidding war going on in some cases for these games. What buyers are willing to pay for this game now that they cannot get it? And this is the market's verdict of what the price of the game is worth. As in capitalism, which always works to maximize profit. The range, as bidding comes to a close, is nearly $100. So lesson to be learned here. Okay, leftists, even as socialists attempt to repress markets, free markets have a funny way of getting through. Monopoly socialism hasn't been repressed as Target, Hasbro, and the leftists might want it to be. It's just making the owners of this product much, much more money than they, spent on it to get it in the first place. It suggests that Target and Hasbro could be getting $100 for those Monopoly socialism board games now that customer demand has peaked, or they could sell for less and scarf up the whole market to the tune of millions. And the bottom line here is they could have been making money on this, and they aren't. You can only hope they'll recognize this and admit they made a bad call and reverse course. Supply. Demand. It's capitalism, not socialism, that always comes out on top, as the game says, What makes this interesting is for the leftists, when they were looking at this, when they were buying this game and looking at it, they bought it to, what's this about? What's this? And then they're looking at it and they're like, this, because most of these people, just like that person that went to try to buy the gun that we talked about earlier tonight, they don't actually know what is reality. They only know what they're told is reality. These brief glimpses of harsh sunlight that beat on them and show them the truth is either going to drive them crazy or it's going to drive them insane, and it's going to drive them in the wrong direction for the left, because they will fixate upon the left as partially responsible for their demise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys are reacting to the judge's ruling that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to the state of Oklahoma for marketing opioids.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
That's defense attorney Sabrina Strong, who says the pharmaceutical company has sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, but insists that Johnson & Johnson did nothing to cause the opioid crisis. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is feeling well enough to make a public appearance after completing cancer treatment. The 86-year-old justice picked up an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo Law School on Monday and also did a Q&A with some of the students. And Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, is stepping down at the end of next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past spring, visiting Professor Rizard Legutko was prevented from speaking at Vermont's prestigious Middlebury College due to strident opposition by extremist and intolerant students. This is nothing new at Middlebury. Writer Charles Murray and a Middlebury professor were insulted and assaulted there in 2016. Professor Legutko recently related his perspective on the experience, revealing that the college not only caved to the disruptive and disrespectful students, but legitimized their conduct. Further, the students have set out to proscribe future discourse that might again ignite their sociopathic anarchy. Last year, our nation's children walked out of high schools to complain about school rampage killings. Encouraged by teachers and principals, these students proclaimed they would finally end school violence by effecting changes to national gun laws. Many have praised these optimistic youths. Others have condemned them. But both approaches may be wrong. Addressing the rebellion of America's youth in the 1960s, writer Wendell Berry remarked that this generation is as subject as any other to intelligent scrutiny and judgment and is deserving of honest criticism. It has received much approbation and condemnation, very little criticism. He argued that the 60 youths correctly criticized their parents' world, but that without guidance, they eventually embraced those same values in new forms. So thus the flower children took root in Silicon Valley, where they now grow bald, while the military complex and the industrial waste flourish. Alan Bloom's The Closing of the American Mind, How Higher Education Has Failed Democracy and Impoverished the Souls of Today's Students, sharply criticized college professors who encouraged student walkouts to protest the Vietnam War. He did not like that they disrupted education and politicized issues in this way, because that was destructive both of education and of political discourse, or worse. Last year in Parkland, Florida, students were encouraged to protest against guns, and all students were released from school, even those that chose not to participate. One 11-year-old sixth grader who elected not to protest was struck and killed by a car at 10:27 a.m. when he should have been in school. Who is responsible for that death? Prayers and tweets will not suffice. Berry and Bloom both criticized professors and other adults who, instead of correcting or challenging our youth, grabbed a bullhorn and joined it. Joined in on the spectacle. A notorious example is Professor Timothy Leary, who famously concluded that LSD is intellectually enlightening and advocated its use, advising disenchanted young people to turn on, tune in, drop out. Vermont filmmaker Jay Craven advocates for extending the vote to 16-year-olds. Listen to the young, he admonishes. Vermont public radio commentator Bill Schubart proclaimed that I've recently learned I'm a privileged, cisgendered, white male. I'll keep an open mind about identity politics and trust the next generation to better educate me on the concept. There's a reason I'm laughing. I on video on YouTube, I follow a group of kids that have gone through Vine, and they went through YouTube. Now they're going through through Instagram, and they've actually made a fairly good living at just making video. Not about anything in particular. Some of it's sort of funny. None of it actually accomplishes anything, but they're making money off of it. So I find that to be fascinating. Except these guys have tried to do regular, normal things like be in a relationship. And inevitably, except for a, you know, single percentage points of them, they all break up. They all break up at the height of their power. They cannot maintain a relationship. So the idea that the youth of today would come to me and tell me I am a cisgendered male, privileged, and I'm white, like I don't already know that. And then, because they tell me this about me, that I'm then going to keep an open mind and hope that they educate me on the concept. Who are they? How do they know what I am? How do they know what I've been through? How do they know what has shaped me? Besides, you know, here we got an old man, and I'm talking about him, hoping to be educated about his, so you know, up to now, his unknown identities by those with less than fully formed brains. We're failing to lead our youth, to steward them where they need to go. In most ancient cultures, there was no concept of adolescence. Jews and Romans, Greeks all adhered to rites whereby manhood was acknowledged. One was either a child or an adult. We're the ones who've indulged ourselves greatly employing the nebulous cloak of adolescence to confer the benefits of adulthood on children without responsibilities, and to conversely extend childhood into adulthood by excusing adults who behave like children. And this frees would-be leaders like Bill Schubert, who references the turmoil of his own 60s experience, which was 50 years ago, to offer this precise opposite of sage advice to those who follow. Consider what Alan Bloom, he took a snapshot for us in 1987. Picture a 13-year-old boy sitting in the living room of his family home, doing his math assignment while wearing his Walkman headphones or watching MTV. He enjoys the liberties hard won over centuries by the alliance of philosophic genius and political heroism, consecrated by the blood of martyrs. He's provided with comfort and leisure by the most productive economy ever known to mankind. Science has penetrated the secrets of nature in order to provide him with the marvelous, lifelike electronic sound and image reproduction he is enjoying. And in what does progress culminate? A pubescent child whose body throbs with orgasmic rhythms, whose feelings are made articulate in hymns to the joys of the killing of parents, whose ambition is to win fame and wealth and in imitating the drag queen who makes the music. In short, life is made into a nonstop, commercially prepackaged fantasy. 30 years later, our youths have been corrupted by unhealthy food, limitless violence on television, pornography, phone and internet obsession that leaves them anxious and stressed, and Facebook that feeds toxicity. You know, for me, that's why I'm not educated. So, we're compelled to ponder whether Bill Schubert skipped class to drop acid with Jay Craven and Timothy Leary. But this, what we have now is what Professor Legutko describes as corrupting consumerism that now threatens Western civilization at its core. Do you get that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the wake of recent terrorist attacks, and, you know, El Paso was definitely that, leftist politicians preach taking guns from everybody that they control, like the police. Conservatives advocate putting guns into the hands of good guys, and in the process, we're losing sight of our deadliest enemy. This is an opinion, you know, that I'm sort of colored. My emotion is sort of colored on this one. I'm talking about radical Islam. Leftists tell us our most deadly enemy is the white male. Leftists have popular phrases to summarize this enemy, like white privilege and toxic masculinity. If they really hate white males so much, they should stop using the light bulb, which was made practical by Thomas Edison, nuclear power, whose theory was developed in part by Albert Einstein, and the automobile, in part developed in part by Henry Ford. All white males. Whites do not always cause terrorist incidents. Like Black American Aaron Alexis, who killed 12 people at the D.C. Navy Yard in 16 September 2013. Or Major Nidal Hassan's killing of 13 people at Fort Hood in November of 2009. And as for his motives, he was shouting Allahu Akbar at the time. Males are not always the killers either. On 2 December 2015 at San Bernardino, California, husband and wife, Saeed Rizwan Farooq and Tashfeen Malik, killed 13 people. So who are our most deadly enemies? We can expect attacks from Americans who are crazy but not stupid. They like to target gun-free zones. An example is Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. But we can also expect attacks by radicalized Muslims. They also shoot guns at crowds, not expected to be armed. One incident being at a nightclub, the Pulse nightclub. Of greater importance, we can expect Iran to complete their arsenal of nuclear weapons. Iran is practicing vertical launches of missiles in the Caspian Sea right now. An attack on Israel would be from land, so Iran must be aiming for some other enemy. Maybe an enemy so cowardly they like to give Iran billions of dollars. Now, like American mass murderers, Iran is crazy but not stupid. They know they can detonate a nuclear bomb in the air and make an electromagnetic pulse that would disable our electronics, and the next step would be invasion. You might believe that invasion is far-fetched, but this has happened before in many other countries. If it happens here, do not expect our military to rescue us. Like with Benghazi, they will be told to stand down. Even if they consider disobeying orders, it is government policy since 1992 that our military is disarmed while stateside. They will be in the same boat that we find ourselves in. Do not expect our local police to help us. Thanks to local governments not supporting them when they had altercations with suspects in Baltimore, New York City, and elsewhere, the police have chosen not to stick their necks out when people are attacked. That's why the homicide rate ticked up this past year. It's higher than it was 5 years ago. Chicago's had 136 more murders in the last year than 5 years before. We're going to help ourselves. But how? Well, we have to arm ourselves. Even though Americans believe in prosperity through hard work, not violence, we must do what is necessary to protect ourselves. Well, more people with guns mean more shooting. If you're looking for an example of egregious behavior, violence at a time when guns were ubiquitous, the best example you can find to support your argument is the gunfight at the OK Corral. In that case, only three people died. Civilized people know how to behave, after all. For the most part, guns are legal to own. Concealed weapons or the carry of concealed weapons have some restrictions. Long rifles are allowed, and the longer barrel leads to more accuracy. And don't just go get the gun and then just put it up. Learn how to use it safely. Practice so you can shoot it accurately. In the event of an emergency, like an EMP, there will be no time to train. There will be no time to practice. There will only be what you've got in that moment. That's the messed up part about this. There are some people that would tell you, well, you know, what are the odds of you carrying a gun and actually needing to use it? Well, they're actually pretty long. The odds of you having to draw your weapon and use it in the prevention of a crime is a pretty, not they're not good bet odds, not at all. But not carrying a gun, you're still out there in the world, still going here and there, still in the same predicament that you would be if you were carrying a gun, except you're carrying a gun in one case and in the other case you're not. So when you're carrying the gun, that means, oh gosh, that hurts my hip and I have to make sure I don't tear up the seat of my car when I get in and out of it. And oh yeah, I do have this gun though. You have options. You're trying to prepare for the unexpected. which is a, you know, it's a contradiction of terms. Preparing for the unexpected. And, you know, would the founding fathers have wanted you to have a gun? Read the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. You are that militia. You don't have to be running around in a uniform with a patch. You don't have to drill. You know? You just have to be. If the time comes and there's enough of us that are just being, then maybe we can secure ourselves. Once we're secure in ourselves, we can secure our community, our city, our state. Securing it means it stays free. What is your freedom worth to you? That's what it boils down to. What's your freedom worth to you? Is it worth the aggravation of preparation? Because that's what it boils down to. I've got a bunch of stuff down in the garage right now that will come in really handy in an apocalypse, and otherwise it's just sitting there. I never use it otherwise. And I will continue to build upon that. And if it gets thrown away one day just because it goes bad after all that time, well, so be it. When it goes out of date, I'm not getting rid of it. Because in certain circumstances, even that could make a difference. So, we have plenty of enemies out there. The one thing that we do not need to be allowed to get the better of us is apathy. Apathy just means we lose because we didn't even try. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I would really appreciate it if you could just take a moment to remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.